Perloff does a good job, especially in Truth is a Lonely Warrior, of telling the story about the protocols and how it's interesting. If it's a spurious document, if it's a forgery, then how was it known before World War II, for example, and all of these things that were foreshadowed were written about before they happened? How do you explain that?
Right. Right.
So that's interesting. But also on the issue of the numbers, you know, how many as a result of what happened in World War II, I always appreciate David Irving and how Eustace Mullins reminds us that David Irving was just a basically he was a mainstream historian, fluent in German, fluent in English, and he wrote a book that was critical of Winston Churchill, basically saying that Churchill was a drunk in a basement they'd pull out every once in a while when they needed a great speech.
Yeah, and, yeah, he was a good speech teller, yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
And so the Rothschild publishing house network basically said, oh, no, we can't publish that. And so from there, David Irving just kept trying to tell the truth, and he started looking into he started reading the Nazi documents for himself and basically coming to his own conclusion, saying, this is what I've read, this is what it says, this is what I believe that means, and being very honest and very unvarnished in his account, in my estimation, and that got him banned in country after country.
Shocking.
Well, dude, they have to put little old ladies in jail now for denying the facts of the Holocaust. And here's another thing. Holocaust denier. Well, it depends on what your definition of the Holocaust is. You go to Israel and the Knesset, they'll deny the Armenian Holocaust.
Right.
The Armenian genocide.
What's happening in Yemen right now, a Holocaust, or am I not understanding terms properly?
No, that would be considered a Holocaust.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can deny any Holocaust. We know the double standard. We know it exists. But, you know, and here's – I was just listening. I wish I had the clip to bring up to show you guys. For Adam Green shared this with me. It was Netanyahu – or no, it was DiVincenzo. Anyway, it was Netanyahu basically admitting to everything that we've been saying about the Israeli tech industry and China and all of that. We've been trying to tell people that this is a dangerous situation that – you know, the three of us sitting here know that they're not our ally in the Middle East. You don't spy on your ally. You don't steal their nukes. You don't commit false flag terror events.
And
you don't blow up
everything.
Right. You don't blow up their warships to try and cover up your crimes. That's not an ally. And so we know that we have an occupied government, right? So knowing this, we've been trying to warn people and several people out there, you know, about this Israeli tech, Russia, China, all of their links. I'll leave it with the statement of David Ben-Gurion. He did not say, I'm a proud Jew. He did not say, I am a proud Zionist. He said, I quote, I am a proud Bolshevik. That's what he was proud of. He was proud of his Bolshevism. So think about that when you think of who has control of Congress right now. It really is a Bolshevik mentality that's perpetual war. That's the mentality of these neoconservatives.
Right. Right. And so, you know, you combine that with – hold on.
I'll be 51 in 2 weeks, and they've been at war my entire life.
Yeah,
entire life. I was born on a military base because my father got sent to Nam. My entire life they've been at war.
So
it's a long time. 50 plus years.
Yeah, it is. So a couple of things. Let's see. So I remember Carl Cameron in that, well, what was supposed to be a 12-part series in December of 2001. Fox News, 4-part series, Israeli spying in the USA, suppressed 4-part Fox News series with Carl Cameron. It was supposed to be 12, 4-part installments. It ended up being one that got scrubbed after 2 weeks. What do you know? So anyway, speaking of the Bolshevism and all that nonsense, Larry McDonald and the intellectuals, people that can explain things, understand things, you know, Larry McDonald wrote in the foreword to Gary Allen's The Rockefeller File, which is a brilliant little book. The drive of the Rockefellers and their allies is to create a one world government combining super capitalism and communism under the same tent, all under their control. Do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. Yep. I am convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent. So to your point about the Bolshevism and this endless and perpetual war, Hayek, Road to Serfdom, mm-hmm. Chapter 2, Why the Worst Get on Top, he's talking about, so what does it mean? And what is this dialectical conflict stuff? What does all that mean? And so Larry McDonald says supercapitalism and communism, and you collide those two together – and you arrive at
the third way,
the ending of the conflict. Or so Hayek writes, it is rarely remembered that now that socialism in its beginnings was frankly authoritarian. Mm-hmm. The French writers who laid the foundations of modern socialism had no doubt that their ideas could be put into practice only by strong dictatorial government. To them, socialism meant an attempt to terminate the revolution, quote unquote, by a deliberate reorganization of society on hierarchical lines and by the imposition of a coercive spiritual force. So you have that Marxist communist force, you know, workers of the world unite,
yep.
playing, you know, colliding forces together, playing them off. And to me, it's always seemed like that old football game that we had where you turn the thing on and it vibrates and the players rattle around and fall over. That's to me, that's what that is. And then the socialists come in and reorder society.
Yeah.
And then you have the great work and the New Deal and, you know, all those kinds of things.
Yep. Yep. And even, you know, even if we look at American policing today, a lot of the Antifa crowd is calling the cops fascist. Well, fascists don't try and steer social change. And what I mean by that is, If a true pure fascist regime were in control, if you said something that they didn't like, they'd just take you out and shoot you or throw you in a prison.
But
what the police are doing now in America, for instance, I had Pastor Stephen Anderson of the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, was on. We're going to be publishing that tonight, I hope. Two of the young ladies that were out proselytizing, sharing the word, were accosted by a police officer, taken down. One of them was taken down to the ground in the rocks. They were all arrested for going door to door, sharing the gospel. Whoever didn't want to talk to them, they didn't pressure. They would just keep going. Didn't break any laws. In fact, they held in their hand the federal Supreme Court decision that basically allowed, because they were in an apartment complex, that allowed them to do this in apartment complexes. All they need to do is be told no, and they move on, and they're okay with the law. So here you have this bull of a woman cop who just takes this woman down. Now, what does this does? It has a chilling effect on these Christians going out and doing this. There's no law that this individual was enforcing. So what are they really actually doing? It's not fascism. Part of it's revenue generation, but it's a social change agent. When you attack people for a certain behavior, when that
behavior modification.
Exactly. And that is what is really going on
here. Yeah.
And it's scary, man. Yeah. They're using the force to change social society.
So many books have been written about that. You know, going back, you know, you have Sinclair Lewis, It Can't Happen Here. You know, you have They Thought They Were Free. And the modern incarnation of that, so to speak, is Naomi Wolf, The End of America, where she had a family friend who said, this is really crazy what's going on here in post 9/11 America. It reminds me of what was going on, you know, a few decades ago. And Naomi Wolf just thought it was sensationalist. And she's like, yeah. And then finally she got a stack of books from this person and started reading. And she's like, whoa. And so one of the, you know, there are several, the 10 steps to shutting down an open society, harass citizens groups, you know, so 1 through 10, I might as well read them all. Invoke a terrifying internal or external enemy, Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. Create secret prisons where torture takes place. Mm-hmm. Check.
Chicago.
Develop a thug cast or paramilitary force not answerable to citizens. You just talked about that. Set up an internal surveillance system. Richie, you know, your point about the and all of the devices and stuff, the Borg. Tom, harass citizens Borg. Groups. Engage in arbitrary detention and release. Again, same thing. I'm sure that's part of the story you're talking about.
Yep.
Target key individuals, control the, and that's again, you know, like you said, Richie, the cover of The Economist 2019. Target key individuals, control the press, same thing. Mm-hmm. Treat all political dissidents as traitors. Mm-hmm. Suspend the rule of law is number 10.
Terrorism.
But I think, yeah, exactly. I think so. Suspend the rule of law is the last one, but I don't think that is misleading. It's really make. You know,
allow me to close that one up.
Sure.
Jesus to the Pharisees, you make with your doctrines of men the law of God none effect.
Right.
Amen.
Yep. And so you got to legalize it before, you know, you do it, because then you can just say, well, it's legal. And so then the Nuremberg defense, you know, I was just following orders. So,
yeah.
Well, that goes back to all the executive orders and laws that have been passed, yeah. But they haven't been implemented. So people think they're just a theory. It's like, no, these laws, these Obama passed things that were detrimental to the health and well-being of the three of us. They just haven't necessarily been used yet. They're all on a shelf, and when they do use them.
Sorry. His drones were, yeah, no, I'm yeah, they've affected us. I was standing out there in Nevada with his drones flying around.
Yeah. So speaking of all this and circling back around to some of that other subject matter too, people have no idea how, you know, speaking of the phones and the quartering, like you were talking about, Tom, how pervasive this technology is. I'm going to send you guys a couple of links real quick in the chat here. I think that goes to you guys, right? This is a two-part little – this is an open source little program that you can do. You can build something, building an open source photo gallery with face and object recognition, parts one and two. This was published last year. You could do this. I could do this. We could do this with open source tools. You know, I could do this in a matter of hours. You could do it. We could build our own face recognition photo platform.
Wow.
So, I mean, how crazy is that? It's totally open source. And then you have guys like, and I'm not being critical of these guys, I'm just saying that people don't realize this technology is out there. So you have guys like Daniel Schiffman over at the Coding Train, who does these little code challenges on a regular basis, and basically takes, you know, he'll take like Google's TensorFlow library and different machine learning stuff, and he'll do things in 10 minutes that'll blow your mind and basically get a program doing things on its own. You know, I mean, like what, and the point here, the tie-in is what you're saying, Tom, about the attack of certain groups, certain things being scraped essentially and curated so that then those can be used to target certain individuals, and you can automate most of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you
which
know,
is crazy.
And when you have somebody like, say, Pastor Anderson, who's been doing the same thing for 10 or 15 years, and every year he can see an uptick in the interaction with law enforcement. So he's got a kind of like a, you can take the temperature of its increase. And now all of a sudden, it went from just a minor police harassment to pretty heavy harassment, to after 10 years of doing the same thing in the same neighborhoods, being all out assaulted and thrown in prison. So you can see the change agents, they're stepping it up now. And it creates a chilling effect. Of course, it doesn't create a chilling effect within his church, because these folks are serious. they're willing to go to jail. They're willing to, you know, God bless them. You know, I love them for it. That's also, he's not a church that he's kind of under target because of some of his positions, but also because he will never be a church. His church will never be one that ever either a PSYOP mass shooting or a mass shooting will happen because just about everybody's armed during church.
Imagine that. Yep. That's funny. So Robert Heinlein was right, an armed society is a polite society?
Amen, wow, amen. And everybody is, and everybody has their place. They've all, and just to let people know, they've all been through training. They've all, they have a plan. They have, so it's not just going to be a bunch of cowboys if somebody walks in just, right, you know, willy-nilly. They have,
sitting in a circle.
Right, they have zones, and they have plans of protection and security and hope that they never need to use them. But we were talking as in relation to the synagogue shooting with the rabbi from the synagogue there saying, you know, the we need to end gun violence and complete opposite direction. Like, dude, you don't get it. If all of you were armed, he might have gotten one dude, and that'd have right. been it. All the incentive for wackadoodles to go in and start shooting places up, or by, I might add, and this is what I think is more important, or anyone trying to commit a false flag in an environment where it's not just a target-rich environment and you have people that are going to be spitting lead back at you, would not occur in your location. So.
And then you get stories like this, which was published today. Wired Magazine, the case for less speech. What? I mean, that's not straightforward, is it?
They're not hiding
it. Case for less speech. Like you said, yeah, like you said, Richie, it's just not hiding it. Just right out.
Good God, well, are you kidding
me? They did all the... They did all the studies they needed to on the human brain. They've been working on those patents before all of us were alive, and they've got it nailed down. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's amazing the attention spans. It's amazing the complacency. It doesn't matter. I'll be fine. You know what I mean? It's just it's really so, where I'm at. It's really disconcerting because they seriously do think that if you give up your weapons, if there's terrorists around every corner, give your weapons to the government, you'll be safer. It doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't.
They read stories saying that there was a drill at this exact location, and then a month later, the exact thing they drilled for happened.
Yeah.
No one goes, what a coincidence. Well, then, why are they drilling at all? Because they never stop anything.
Oh, by the way.
Except when the drills go live.
Hey, Richie, by the way, that synagogue thing, a month, I think it was, no, it was January.
I saw it.
January of this year was the, there was only one of two drills like this in the country ever, from what I understand and what I've been able to find, where there was an active shooter preparation drill at a Jewish community center in that same location that involved the FBI. Now, you don't...
Right.
What is the... I might be able to see Homeland Security, even though Homeland Security to me is a disturbing concept, but the FBI, and then you find out all the people that were kind of handling the people like the two Sarnet brothers, FBI.
Right.
And then who knew?
Who is Graham Fuller?
Right.
Who is Graham Fuller? That's the big story on that. You know, Sarnas and the Boston bombing. Who is Graham Fuller? Counterterrorism expert. And Uncle Ruslan Sarney was married to Graham Fuller's daughter, living in his basement. Even James Corbett did a good story on that over at Corbett Report about how.
He does great stories on everything. He's good.
Yeah, he does. How Sarna was running his Color Revolutionary Front group out of Graham Fuller's basement. And then, lo and behold, Ruslan Sarna's nephews are responsible for this event that, like you said, Richie, all of these agencies were drilling for the exact thing that happened, and they just happened to be there that very same moment. What a coincidence.
You know, one of my childhood best friends that he met in the Carolinas, this guy's named Benny the Bondsman. He saw Nicholas Cruz's Nicholas Cruz's posts online about shooting up a school. He immediately contacted the FBI and said, we might have a problem here.
Yeah.
They came in and interviewed him and he told him about it. And what did they do? Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah, really? Threatening to shoot up his school? So if they're trying to claim that they didn't do anything, at very least you would think that they would have passed it off on to Scott Israel. So he didn't do anything?
Nope.
And then we can go down the rabbit hole of the Obama promised federal grant program to keep so-called marginalized students from going through the school-to-prison pipeline. So what you had in Broward County and what we end up finding out was happening in Dade County was happening in Broward County, were that we have affidavits from police in Dade County that show that they were told when they come across one of these marginalized students of a certain age, if they come across, like, say they have drugs, to log the drugs in as found property and not charge them, to reduce the crime stats. And what that would do is that would give them more federal money. So you have a faux federal grant-making program to suppress the crime statistics. Then some kind of rogue third party or closed off federal agency, compartmentalized federal agency, can pluck the most crazy of them.
Exactly.
And then you have one of these incidents at Parkland. Dude, you can't make this stuff up, man.
And so, speaking of Parkland, you also have the Century International Arms connection through Iran-Contra, Century International Arms, yes. CIA. A couple of the guns were traced back to the Sucre family. Two of the kids, you know, were nieces of the guy who runs Century International Arms, which is still a CIA, you know, Operation Gladio front group, and they're known gun traffickers from the Iran-Contra era. They had weapons. Sorry, the guns that I'm thinking of are the Paris attacks back in 2015.
That's the Paris thing.
A couple of the automatic pistols were traced back to Century International Arms, and so that family had kids at Parkland, which is an interesting coincidence. And so, to your point, Tom, two things, that link that I sent you guys, Trevor Aronson. I always think of Trevor Aronson. People don't understand the proper perspective on these agencies, again, which gets back to my point about John Adams saying when things shifted and people kind of got their heads screwed on straight, realized the king wasn't, you know, didn't have their best interests in mind or at heart. Trevor Aronson, his TED Talk, 2015 TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, he said it all. The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than al-Qaeda, more than al-Shabaab, more than Islamic State, more than all of them combined. And you guys know, I went through a series for a while where I was looking at all of these stories, and I went back to before 9/11, and especially in the Broward County, Miami-Dade County area, they're notorious for it. But every single time you have one of these wacky, you know, especially the Operation Gladio B types, you know, he all of a sudden he jumped out and started going, la, 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 durka, durka. The FBI.
Can you do that one more time?
Seriously. Or what about.
He's not biting, Richie.
Remember the Garland, Texas incident, the CBS 60 Minutes segment? How close was the FBI to terror attacking Garland, Texas? And then the other piece, 60 Minutes investigates first ISIS claimed attack in U.S. and what FBI knew. The attorney said, we're asking the FBI, why was your FBI agent tailing these two guys that showed up? The guy that sold them the guns was an FBI informant. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yep.
And people need to understand that. The other piece to that is now they have, and this has been going on since the Gladio days, and people need to understand what Gladio is, the leave behinds, how weapons and clandestine agents were left behind supposedly to combat communism if it reared its ugly head. But wait, this is a convenient little tool we can use to terrorize the citizenry. Look up strategy of tension, folks, and understand what that is.
Yeah, talk about a mind screw there, though, with the FBI, something you just triggered in my brain. You know, I was doing some research into the Weather Underground and a couple other communist groups that the FBI was going after, and, you know, there was a real shift in the FBI. The FBI justified their existence by building their agency on that whole concept because the public could bite into that. You know, they were.
And that's what Trevor Aronson talks about.
Yeah. Yeah. But now they've become the Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Two things. So, related, you know, speaking of how this is always, it's always. And by the way, there was the Pulse nightclub deal, Omar Mateen. Do you remember the big story on his dad being an FBI informant for more than 10 years?
Yeah.
Shocking.
I mean, so it's and people, how can they not know this stuff? Or, you know, we've talked about the EMF technology that, you know, Richie, you've done lots of stuff on that. Yeah. And Nicholas Cruz, if folks can endure the hours long confession, you can hear Nicholas Cruz say, voices in my head told me exactly what to do, including take an Uber.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. And the technology is there. No. Can't be denied. I think really Graceful did I have it on my website, rtrtruthmedia.com. Really, really Graceful did a clip called Targeted. And she covered that. And I think she kind of edited through some of the footage. So if you don't want to go through a painful thing of sitting through all of the testimony, check out on rtrtruthmedia.com. On the lower left-hand side, I think it is, you'll see a picture of Nicholas Cruz that says Targeted, and that's really Graceful. She does great work.
She does. Dana Ashley did one that was interesting, too, after the
Well, maybe it was Dana Ashley that did it. Maybe it was Dana Ashley. Well, I get them confused sometimes. Sorry if I did that.
The title of hers is Interrogation Tapes Now Show Nick Was a Victim of Directed Energy Weapon. And energy, well, I won't say it because I don't want YouTube to. Anyway,
yeah.
I probably already said
this video's going down anyway. we already put the nail in that coffin.
I'm sorry. It was Dana Ashley Targeted. I confused it because right above Dana Ashley Targeted, I have a link to Really Graceful's website. So, yes, that was Dana Ashley Targeted.
An honest mistake for sure. I mean, they're both fantastic. So awesome, that was a brilliant video. She did a great job. Speaking of her stuff, everybody needs to watch that one that she just did. She's done lots of great ones, but did it come down? I'm just looking for it. I don't see it.
Her channel?
It came down. No, the video.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be surprised. I believe she has a BitChute too, though.
What is it? Oops. I forget what the title of it. It's Information You Cannot Afford to Miss, Billions and Spent to Ensure You Do. Let's see. Is it gone? No, it's still there, but it looks like it's unpublished or something for some reason. That's weird. Anyway. That's one that everyone should watch too. But so the two things I was going to mention real quick. Speaking of the FBI and the Garland incident, this is what happens. I mean, so Tom, you know, especially like with the Malheur stuff, and you know, every time the FBI is involved, there is this sort of diplomatic impunity that is invoked where, you know, it's the administrative state, and it goes back to that 1875 case, Farmers and Mechanics Bank versus Deering, that peculiar phrase, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. In other words, the only rule is that there are no rules, and we reserve the right to change the rules at any time. So,
and do what thou will is the whole of their law.
Pretty much. So December of last year, I want to say, this story, speaking of Garland, Texas nonsense, the Fox News story, man convicted of helping plot Texas attack files appeal. What happened? Well, and here I'll give you guys a link to this. A lawyer for 46-year-old Abdul Malik Abdul Karim argued in the appeal Wednesday that his client was denied a fair trial because prosecutors turned over some of their evidence either after his trial had already started or had concluded. The appeal said his trial attorneys weren't given enough time to properly review thousands of pages of documents. So what happened? Investigators say Karim, who wasn't at the contest, had trained Simpson and Sufi on how to use the weapons and watched jihadist videos with them. And again, for those who are not familiar, speaking of Trevor Aronson.
Can I make a quick parallel before you go to Aronson?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, folks, I know that there's a lot of conservatives out there that are worried about the whole la-la-la-la-la-la thing. Think about this, though, for a second. This man, on the name of his religion, was planning for preparation against a potential tyrannical government. What makes him any different in the eyes of the law than, say, a prepper? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that taking that action to an offensive level is in any way acceptable. All I'm saying is that this guy, so you're saying he was training them for allegedly the standing against a tyrannical government, and he was doing that in the name of his religion. So Christians, just remember when you voted in that all equal protection 14th Amendment, we're all equal now, so be careful what you ask for, because it's going to come right back down on your head. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, it's always weird. It's always so much theater. You know, that reminds me of Esteban Santiago, you know, a few good men. You can't handle the truth. Santiago. So Esteban Santiago was the kid who worked for a CIA connected DefSec contractor, went and surrendered himself to the FBI field office up in Alaska and said, I think the CIA is trying to get me to fight for ISIS. They're making me watch videos and stuff. FBI confiscated his pistol that was in the car with him along with his child, and he was submitted to a voluntary mental health evaluation. No, ship shape, he's fine.
Of course.
So they let him go, give him his pistol back, and the next month he's on a plane through Minneapolis down to Hollywood Airport in Broward County.
With the weapon on the plane.
Yeah, just to unload a clip and then lay spread eagle on the ground. And that's not weird. You know, the CIA is trying to get me to fight for ISIS, he says. But, you know, whatever. So anyway, investigators say Kareem, who wasn't at the contest, had trained Simpson and Sufi on how to use weapons and watch jihadist videos with them. And again, I mean, just as a sort of side note, I sent you guys the link to Trevor Aronson's article on Sammy Osmakosh over at The Intercept titled How the FBI Created a Terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And
I read that.
Tells the same thing in the TED Talk. It's always the same MO, these mentally deficient folks, usually with money problems, like James Cromedy and his buddies. I just lost my job at Walmart. FBI informant says, well, I could probably find $250,000 and some Stinger missiles in a Costco container. Why don't we go blow up a mosque? Okay, I could use the money. I just lost my job, so sure. But that's not an entrapment. Anyway.
Stinger missiles are really hard to come by. You know where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. The Gladio Network. And so grenade walking, folks should look that up. The grenade walking scandal, which always goes back to, again, the Gladio underground network, the agencies.
Same network that McVeigh, I think, was trapped up in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheep dipping.
Yep.
And again, James Corbett, I think, did the best expose on
that. Was that?
Yeah.
That
I have that.
Yeah. Was perfect.
I have that. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, for all of these links, I mean, it's amazing. We're talking about many of the links that are on rtrtruthmedia.com. So not that I'm doing a plug for rtrtruthmedia.com or rtrtruthmedia.com. But go there. A lot of these links.
What was the name of that link?
I think it was rtrtruthmedia.com. But you know what, Richie? I have not one advertisement. I only have one sponsor's image on it. You're not going to get hit with all the ads and the pop-ups and all of that. All I put on that site is just good information, good links, good material to interesting information. So I promote it as a labor of love. I don't make a dime off it. Not a dime.
Nice.
So,
gentlemen, Chris, I'm going to bid you guys adieu. Can we pick this up on Monday? We'll do a part two on this.
Sure.
Because I'm really tired. I got to get up at 4, man. I suck at not sleeping.
No, I understand. I have video to process too, but I would love to do a part two if Chris is up for it.
Sure. Can I finish a quick thought?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm saving all these links that you're sending over. These are priceless, man. The thing that pisses me off is that even though you present all this stuff, People still aren't going to get it. They just don't. It pisses me off. And then I have to look at the stuff that I tell people about every day.
Right.
They're actively being hit with fluoride and genetically modified food and whatever's actually floating out of the back of those airplanes and then the television and the brain program and blah.
Yeah.
And then I still get pissed at them, and I shouldn't, but how is it that we're awake and no one else is? I don't get it.
I can answer that. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hang on. Here you go.
Tom, we are breaking up, man. Chris.
Yeah.
That's how.
There you go.
Nice. All
right.
So, briefly,
poor network connection.
Yeah.
You guys getting that?
Imagine that.
We're getting showing.
Imagine that.
That's really odd.
So, one of the things that Trevor Aronson talks about in his TED Talk is this concept of what has been come to – there was a study done after based on Trevor's research over Project Salaam, and they titled the deal Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution. And there's this issue of preemptive prosecution. Here's that link. But from the summary of that piece, overall 94.2% of all the terrorism-related convictions on the DOJ list – this is post 9/11, have either been preemptive prosecution cases or cases that involved elements of preemptive prosecution. In other words, it's this, the FBI creating terrorists. 94.2%. And a couple of related links. Human Rights Watch did an interesting piece on this. Follow-up piece. U.S. terrorism prosecutions often an illusion. Investigations, trial of Muslim, rife with abuse. Trevor Aronson's done a lot of great stuff over at The Intercept on this, too. He wrote the book. His book is titled The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism.
Yes, and I actually have that. That's a good book.
He was on CBS, I think it was CBS Sunday Morning, with one of the former FBI higher-ups, and there was his book saying, you know, this is my research. After years of research, the FBI is the terror factory, and nothing has been disputed by the FBI, folks, ever. So that should tell you something. Last thing I'll say on that, actually, two things. The Fox News story, speaking of Abdul Karim and the Garland incident, draw Muhammad nonsense. So from the story, the undercover agent's presence at the scene was revealed in court records several months after the trial concluded.
What?
The undercover agent's presence at the scene, folks, that's mainstream news, was revealed in court records several months after the trial concluded. The agent had exchanged social media messages with Simpson days before the attack and was sitting in a vehicle outside the Garland Convention Center just as events wrapped up at the contest. How convenient. And there's more, but I leave it to the audience to read. So the last thing I'll say is this has been going on for a long time, as we all know. But what people don't know and what still doesn't find its way out in this community as much as it should is back in 2004, in the post 9/11 era, when Kofor Black made that famous or infamous "now the gloves come off" remark. He and Enrique Rick Prado were leaving the company to establish their own little clandestine network of proxy warriors. And they bragged at one point to, I think it was the DEA, that they had a network of, you know, clandestine operatives, basically, that the agencies could borrow, these assets they could borrow that could do stuff that wouldn't be traced back to the agency.
That's perfect. What's better than that?
Yeah. And so now what a coincidence that happened. Enrique Rick Prado and Kofor Black made those infamous, you know, remarks. And now we have massive uptick in these synthetic terror events.
All right. We're about to lose Richie. So I'm going to close out.
Oh, no. My bad, man.
All right. It's all right. I want to close out, if you don't mind, Chris, with just the verse from the Bible.
Yeah.
1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him which begat, loveth him also which is begotten of him. In this we know that the love of the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. This is the love of God that we keep in his commandments, and that his commandments are not grievous. That is 1 John chapter 5 out of the Geneva Bible, 1560, by the way. Richie, if you want to write 1560 down, that's the version I have. I think it's the best one.
All right.
And guys, I want to do part two of this. I really look forward to it.
Well, here's the deal. We're going to do part two. I'm going to do it from a subscriber's house in North Carolina. So
okay.
I'm going to bring my laptop and we'll hook up from there. She said she's got a great Wi-Fi connection or internet connection. So
awesome. All right.
What is time for you guys? In Eastern Standard, because I can't figure what you guys are ahead of me or behind me. I'm stupid. I tell everybody.
I'm in Arizona. We bucked the whole time zone change thing. So it's still, you know, the same time for me.
Nice. Because I don't agree with it. Dude, it was dark out today at 3:30 in the afternoon.
I know, right?
Dark and raining. And it's funny because I was just talking to a nurse friend of mine who works at Mass General. And it's like, I've been tired as hell for no particular reason. She said everybody is. So it's starting to make me wonder if that lithium has already been injected in the water. Like, yeah. I'm a very high-strung person.
You got my attention with that. I was not, I have to admit, Rich, the one thing, I started, you know, I found myself doing videos very similar to yours every once in a while, and now I go to check with Richie from Boston to see if he's done it yet, so I can just share his, and then I can move on to another mm-hmm. subject.
Yeah.
You're on top of that stuff, brother.
It's crazy, because my subscribers send it to me. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. I mean, the fluoride did everybody in. People didn't seem to have an issue with drinking Prozac. And now they're like, we're going to – this is a government that everything we just talked about – and then they're also pushing evolution, which means survival of the fittest. But they want to save all the sad people by giving us all lithium just for your own sake.
Yep.
Right.
And then hand in your gun.
But you know,
operated weapons.
But you know, evolution.
Well, Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, you know, the ultimate revolution talk in 62 at UC Berkeley when he said, you know, I believe there's a method coming soon, a pharmacological method probably where we can get people to love their servitude.
Yeah.
Pharmakia, baby.
Yeah,
Pharmakia.
But no matter how much they drug you, when you have this, forget about it.
Yeah.
Stay in that. Stay in it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It gives me
like you say, Richie, Ephesians 6, man, the full armor of God.
Yes.
That's it. That's the only answer.
That'll do it.
I looked for every answer, and that was the last one.
Yep.
I didn't start out on this path. I always believed in God, but I didn't talk about it. Anybody that really goes looking for the truth, you will eventually come to the absolute truth, and that's all there is to it, man.
Yep.
But
amen.
It is what it is. Gentlemen,
God bless all of you guys. Resurrect
what
Republic.
Time? What time Monday?
Road
what time
Warrior. Monday? Richie from Boston, what time?
Monday?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
Okay. Monday the 12th.
Same time? Was that work?
Sure.
Yeah? Tom?
I'll make it work. Is there some way we can do it via live stream somehow? I don't have OBS on this computer, or it doesn't run well. I don't know if
let me make sure. As long as I got a Wi-Fi signal, I can. That's easy.
Okay. All right. And
I just wasn't ready.
No, that's cool. I mean, as soon as I get done processing this video, I'll shoot it over to you. And I don't know if you want to put this on your channel. You have a bigger channel than I do.
I'll put it on all three of my channels.
Okay. All right. And for Road Warrior, Chris Hinckley, Tom.
Hey, I'm just a guy. We're all Road Warriors. That's the point. Road Warrior Radio is for everybody.
That's the point. You know, I said the same thing with RTR Truth Media. It's for everybody. It's not not just me. It's all of us. Anyway, Chris Hinckley, Richie from Boston. I'm your side time host because I'm actually recording this. Tom Lackenberry Stewart. God bless all of you, and we will be back on Monday. God bless
Indeed.
You guys.
interested in photo ops.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Democracy. There was nothing violent, there was nothing explicit. So social media is becoming a cesspool, an absolute cesspool. It's absolutely insane. And so I went to oneway.com and I opened up an account. So what I'm doing now is I'm posting everything at oneway.com and then shifting it over to Facebook. I think that is probably a really wise idea to start getting off of these platforms that are trying to control everything, trying to control what people see and what they can't see. I mean, you know, at this point, you know, these platforms are publicly funded, so how they're getting away with this, I don't know. I'm just one small guy. I can't take them on. But, you know, we're thinking about it more every day. I'm really considering getting a lawyer and going and trying to do something about this. It's insane. And now that we're trying to share this content, which I've shared with you before in the past, the Republic versus a Democracy piece. I'm trying to send it to Dan, and it's coming up Content Not Found. This is Facebook. This is the social engineer platform that we're all dealing with, and this is how we're sharing information. It's insane what these people are doing. Hey, Dan, try and open up that link I sent you. I know it says content not found, but it's working for me. It's a 9-month old posting. Let me know if it works for you over there. Yeah, it's just, you know, again, folks, we are under an all-out ideological assault. While he gets this ready, dead link for you. Isn't that amazing? I'm looking at it right now, and it's playing. It's a 9-month-old post, and you see, this is what happens when you try and share truth. We do not live in a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Unbelievable. That's just absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, it is soft kill stuff, Dan. Yeah, it's insane. Anyway, you know, Dan, you know what? I'm hell bent. If you go onto Facebook, Dan, or those of you out there in the crowd, and go onto the Facebook page, Molon Labe Industries. That's Molon Labe Industries. You will find a post 9 months ago. It says, facts, they matter. This short video shows how wrong the leftist, Marxist, Antifa, Nazis, communists, and your dumb college professors are. Wow, man, I can't believe that it's really silenced like that. It's playing for me here, but it's one of those things that comes up, cover this video, cover this clip, because of the content, might be disturbing. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So while he's trying to work that out, and while you guys may be trying to pull that up, by the way, folks, I couldn't get into the Chatango chat today. I had some problems with that. I will be using it in the future. It's a just some issues there. But anyway, outofcampusinsanity.com, we have a kindergarten through eighth grade school teacher wants to emphasize gun control, white supremacy, and anti-capitalism to students because teaching is political, she says. Should teachers play a role in political activism with our tax dollars? Good God, these people are losing their mind. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Father of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, close the
Resurrect
sea of
years. Okay, so the censorship is on at Facebook, which is why you guys can see why I'm going to One Way. So now, this is what I'm going to do. Since this is still up on my screen, and apparently it's working on Dan's laptop, but it's not working on through Skype or through any other share activity, I'm going to screen record this video, and I'm going to publish it on One Way just to prove to you something about OneWay.com. OneWay.com/RTR Truth Media. We're going to publish the video there, and then we're going to share it to Facebook. So it's not in Facebook's video sharing platform. let's see what they do with that. I'm gonna play social media wars. Now, folks, what I was talking about before was the donations. Our account just got charged for all of the expenses that we run doing this show. Various different charges, podcast, this kind, you know, software, that kind of stuff. Without your support, I'm not going to be able to keep going on. So I'm checking PayPal, and I thank Brent Howell and Terrence Adams for their donations. But folks, it's not enough. I need your donations. We need them today. For us to continue to bring a broadcast, we need to at least cover our expenses. I'm not looking on getting rich. And all of this environment, this toxic environment with people who raise money for social media and all of the criticisms, folks, we're not a corporate structure. I don't do that. I don't get censored. I don't get regulated. I don't get limited. Nobody controls what we say, and what we say is we put forward the hard truth. So if you're going to get behind us and you're going to keep this broadcast going, you need to go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on that PayPal button at the top right-hand corner of the screen and send us some love. If you appreciate this broadcast and you want to keep this broadcast going, that's what I need you to do. I need you to do it today. I don't like to beat a dead horse, but without your support, we're just not going to be able to. It's not feasible for us to move forward. So there you have it. And you can find us, by the way, on oneway.com, RTR Truth Media. Also, we have accounts on BitChute, BitChute. .com, RTR Truth Media, as well as Steemit, RTR Truth Media, as well as DTube, which is the video hosting platform for Steemit. We've been purged. Now, I used to get a decent amount of income from our YouTube content, and with our main, we had 1,100 videos, and those videos had been spread out, and, you know, a lot of them the ads were taken down off of, but the ones that maintained it brought us in enough of an income to cover our expenses and move forward. But with the censorship going on, they're silencing us. So the question is are you going to allow us to be censored and silenced? ResurrectTheRepublic.com, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast.
This is too good to be true, except this time. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sin. the Sin Sea.